You need to know your worth and understand your value and know that you deserve all of the funds and the money and the finances and the happiness and the clarity and all of it. You deserve it and you are worthy of it all the time.
Welcome to the Know Your Worth show, where we teach you how to think about your money differently so that you can achieve your sexy money goals. I'm Sydney, your money maven and owner of Know Your Worth.
And I'm Kristen, Sid's dime piece bestie, team member, and busy mom of twins, here to make sure that those of us without a financial degree can still level up with each episode. Let's get started on reaching your next goal.
Hello. Welcome to the Know Your Worth podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Sydney Conway, your money maven.
And I am your other host, Kristen Fedele, Sid's dime piece bestie.
Welcome to episode 29.
Yeah. Almost at the big 3-0.
Oh, we have to come out with a good episode for 3-0. 30
things we learn. No, I don't know.
30 things. Just quick hits. Yeah,
quick hitters.
I like it. We could do that.
Yeah.
I like that one. Maybe we'll do that for the next one.
File it.
What we're going to do for this episode, and if you listened to the last episode, we talked about the 5 kind of most helpful things that our listeners have let us know have helped them with their finances or their business.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good one. It was a nice, easy one. Good refresher reminder. Mm-hmm. Good place to start if you're looking somewhere for some inspiration, some tips and tricks.
Yeah.
But our last one that we talked about was a positive mindset.
Yeah. Positive mm-hmm. business mindset, positive money mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, we're going to do 10 of the most popular money mantras. We truly Googled what are the 10 most popular money mantras because we want to talk about some money mantras that we have and what we have found are the 10 most popular. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk about them, see what sticks, see what doesn't, and just use this as an episode to take what you need, leave what you don't. But I find that it's really important to revisit money mantras because I think that throughout different seasons of our life, we get so stuck in thinking that we're stuck in the spots that we're in the financial situation that we're in, that you have to sometimes just repeat the mantras that work for you over and over again until you really start to believe it yourself. I find that I need to do that for myself. Mm-hmm. I need to become the post-it person sometimes. I need to become the phone alarm reminder sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think that spring is a good time to create some new mantras for yourself.
It's a great idea. So these mantras, are you saying them? Like you mentioned post-its, you mentioned alarms on your phone. How are you reminding yourself?
Mm-hmm. I think that everybody's going to be a little bit different with what they see and do. And it might change weekly, might change monthly. You might have to have a calendar reminder to change where you put your mantras if you're someone with ADHD, because that post-it note just disappears from your brain after a certain point.
Yeah,
you know, once it's in the fridge for so long of, you know, what you want to remember whenever you go to get your food in the morning. I used to do that. I'd put them in the fridge. And then it was actually I did that when I was still living with my parents. And the mantra that I put in the fridge was in there for like, I think a year and a half before my mom was like, Sydney, I really like this, but can we update it? And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, your little note has been in here for like a year and a half. And I was like, oh, really? And she's like, yes. And I was like, you could have thrown it away. And she was like, no, I really like it. Can we do a new one now? And I was like, oh, I forgot it was there. I was like, yeah, sounds great. We can do another one. You don't keep it on my account. I don't see it anymore. It just becomes part of the fridge. So I've done a couple different ways. So I've done it where I've done it on post-its. I've written dry erase marker on my mirrors in my bathroom or in my office. One that I really like is a post-it note in your car so that when you're in your car, you're just in a different space. Because I also think you need to think about the spaces where you can process.
Yeah. Like where are you alone? Where are you quiet thinking? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. That's a good trigger point. Another trigger point is like an alarm on your phone. Mm-hmm. If every day, you know, it at 4:18 or, you know, at 6:35, whatever it is, you know, that's typically a time where you're not working, you're transitioning from one place to the next. You're in a space where you can look at the alarm, turn it off, and you're not just snoozing it.
Yeah.
You can look at it and you can say your money mantra, your life mantra. Today we're talking about money mantras, but you can see your mantra and just reflect on it. I saw another one that said, I think it was Jenna Kutcher. Every doorway, she had told herself that when she walks through this doorway, she's going to become the person she needs to be in that room. So when she opens the door to her house and walks through her doorway to her house, she's becoming
the best mom she can be. She's mm-hmm. becoming the best wife she can be. When she opens the door to her office, she becomes the best boss she can be. And mm-hmm. she leaves the other things behind. So it's as you cross that, across the threshold into who you want to become or something yeah. like that. Love and that. So there can be different just trigger points like that too.
Where are you on vision boards?
I made one in January and it just looks like art now. It's over on my windowsill over there and it is pretty. I actually did stop and look at it a couple times last week, but it's also tough because a lot of my vision board in the beginning of the year was rest mm-hmm. and relax and sit back.
That's really happened, huh?
And January is not the time for me to do that. Right. So I think that
it's
I need
more like
to...
June for you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think that I have to have a phase, like I make that vision board and I have a calendar reminder on April 16th of look at your vision board. Now yeah. remember what you want to do for the rest of the year. I'm in a season where I can't do it in the beginning of the year, yeah. but now what can I do at the end for the rest of the year?
Love that.
So I love vision boards though. I think they're just really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. It's a rejuvenating process. How do you feel about vision boards?
I, unpopular opinion, freaking hate them. I don't know if it's the crafting process. I don't know if it takes me back mm-hmm. to where I used to make picture frames for like my friends and I'd go through magazines and cut stuff out. I don't know what it is, but I just, it's like a art reminder of all of the shit I'm not doing in my life yet. So it's not effective for me. Mm-hmm. I am not a vision-y person. I'm mm-hmm. just flying by the seat of my pants mm-hmm. every day and then whatever disaster comes next.
I think that my vision boards previously were so different than the vision board I did make this time. Mm-hmm. The vision board that I made this time was absolutely more about feeling and was more about just an emotion
yeah.
than a car.
Maybe
or
I could get
a house.
Yeah, maybe I could get behind
and
that.
And so that's what my vision board was more of. Flowers. I think there's chickens on it. I mean, I'd love a chicken. I definitely want a chicken, but Alex is going to laugh when he hears that part. But
we just got a dog.
Yeah.
Now you want a chicken.
Yeah. I have a garden. You know, I have just a lot of flowers on there. Yeah. And it, to me, it was just a peaceful but bright is what I wanted it to be. Really cheery and really peppy, but relaxed through it all. I have a lot of words on there, like mm-hmm. rest and productivity mm-hmm. is like rest is productive, I think is on there too. Mm-hmm. And I have worth on there. And so I have a lot of words. I didn't do a lot of, I think the one picture that's on there is like an organized fridge.
Ever watch those videos on TikTok?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love them.
The ASMR where they like organize the clear containers of videos. I mean, yeah, I want that in my life. I could make a vision board about that.
Yep. And so that's really what my board was more this year. It wasn't like the mansions and the cars and the hot bodies. It wasn't any of that. There were no models on it this time. That was like yeah. me in eighth grade. There was like a Ralph Lauren model of who I wanted to be when I grew up, which is hilarious. Yeah, hilarious. But
so maybe if it was mm-hmm. like a feelings vision, yeah. more of who I want to become rather than
yes.
like the things I need to accomplish. I yeah. could maybe not forget.
And it was like
it.
More mantras. That's yeah. really what mine was, more mantras. I think I like cook is on there. Like I just wanted to cook more. And it mm-hmm. was just more of that kind of stuff than like these checklist accomplishments. Yeah.
I could get so, behind that.
And that was fun because it was also really pretty because I felt like I was collaging just like colors. And
yeah,
so that
was
probably
therapeutic.
It was. I mean, okay. I also freaking love crafts.
Oh, you do love crafts.
I love a craft.
I know.
I do. Oh, let's talk about my sweatshirt again.
Created it today.
If you were with us last week and you're watching on YouTube, yeah, I love a craft. So I love a vision board. You can absolutely put your mantras on vision boards. I guess we could dig into the mantras
yeah,
now.
So let's talk about them. You just want to alternate?
I think that's a great idea. You go first.
Okay. So the first one was, I am a magnet for wealth and prosperity.
Yes. Yes. I like that. One of the know your worth ones is I'm a money magnet.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should talk about that. So on our website, we actually have merch that you can get.
We do.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Effective.
I'll wear that next week.
Yeah. We didn't plan ahead for that.
I'm a money magnet is one of the big ones that Know Your Worth does. I really wish I could just walk around and just coins could just hit me,
yeah,
stick
like
to me. Dollar bills just, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to feel like. I wanted to feel like I'm just walking around and attracting wealth. Yeah.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a big one. So I'm a magnet for wealth and prosperity was the number one that came up of the 10 most popular money mantras. So I think that would make sense.
Yeah.
The next one is abundance flows effortlessly into my life.
Abundance flows effortlessly into my life.
I like that one.
Yeah. Because abundance could mean anything. It doesn't have to mean wealth or money. It could abundance of happiness, abundance of ease, abundance of peace. It could be
absolutely
anything.
It definitely could. And I feel like flowing freely is just such a loose concept.
You can almost feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the ones that I read in a book was that money flows to me freely. That's what the one that was in the book that I read a lot was, like, money flows to my bank account easily. So it was just like money flows freely to me. That was absolutely the way they said it. So that will always stick with me too. Like, money is flowing.
Love that. All right. Number three, I attract lucrative opportunities with ease.
Oh, I like lucrative.
Yeah.
Lucrative.
You could also change any of these words.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I attract lucrative opportunities with ease.
Yeah. No matter where I go, people just want me to
laid back and everybody wants me there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Cool.
I like it. Money comes to me in unexpected and unexpected ways.
Unexpected ways.
Money comes to me in expected and unexpected ways. I want to say that one forever. I bought a lottery ticket last week.
Yeah.
It was the $1.3 billion Powerball.
Man, I didn't even know that was happening.
Oh, yeah. Someone in Oregon won it. The whole thing.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. I know.
That was unexpected.
Money comes to me in unexpected ways.
Yeah. I think I'm going to adopt that as my new favorite.
I like that one.
Yeah. Just surprise me.
Just pick up dollar bills on the streets.
Yeah. Bag of money on the front porch.
Yeah. I always wanted to find a lot of, like, I love finding money and it really never happened to me. I'd always be with the person that found a lot of money. And do you know when I was little, I found a wallet.
Yeah.
When I think we were at like a jewelry store, and this was one of those moments where my parents tested me. Mm-hmm. She's like, what are you going to do with the wallet, Sydney? And I was like, I should open it up and take all the money out.
Yeah.
I found money. And they were like, that's actually someone's wallet. Yeah. I remember thinking there's dollar bills in here. We could take the money out. And I think I was like 5, 6 or something. But I remember thinking, if we took the cash out, they wouldn't know. We could keep the rest of their stuff in there. And my parents were like, no. And I was like, I never find anything I get to keep. I turned it in. I wasn't forced to turn it in. I turned it in to the department store. And I think the woman gave me like a lollipop.
I have a funny
story.
What
a trade.
My mom was babysitting recently. I have 5-year-old twins. And one of them was being real shady and kept going upstairs. My mom was like, Nova, what are you doing? And Nova was like, are you going to be mad? And my mom was like, I don't think so. And she was like, I took money out of your purse and put it in my piggy bank. And my mom was like, oh, okay. And she like got her wallet out and she's like, can you show me what you took? And there were like dollar bills and like 20s. And Nova was like, I took these. And she pulled out quarters.
Oh my gosh.
And my mom was like, if you just asked for them,
that's
like,
hilarious.
I would have given them to you. Yeah,
that's so amazing.
I'm just training my kid.
That is amazing. Hey, money flows to her.
Money flows to her.
Yes, money flows to her. She is attracting it. Yes, she is attracting it. Money abundance is effortless for her.
Yeah,
I love it.
Tiny little hands in your wallet.
I love it. I love it. That's amazing.
All right. So the next one is, I am worthy of wealth and abundance. Oh, that like hit me.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's a good one. Do you use anything like that?
No, but I should probably adopt that one.
You are worthy. You are worthy.
Yeah, I am worthy.
You are worthy of wealth and abundance. I've had a couple clients that have found Know Your Worth because they have searched for bookkeepers, and because worth is in the title, they have worthy in their mantras.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been drawn to Know Your Worth because of knowing your worth. You need to know your worth and understand your value and know that you deserve all of the funds and the money and the finances and the happiness and the clarity and all of it. You deserve it and you are worthy of it all the time. So if you don't believe that and that gave you the ick, me saying that, you need to write that down.
Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm. The next one is, every dollar I spend comes back to me multiplied. I love this one.
Wow, that's a good one.
I love this one because I do believe that when I spend money, it's to make money. I think that with everything that's in our budget, I think that with all of the fun and pretty things that I buy and that I surround myself with, I know that the things that I buy are elevating myself and my brain and my life, and that will elevate myself. That's from another book that I read too, that if you're just thinking and thinking about not spending money, then you're not surrounding yourself with things that are going to elevate you. So I truly think like this is, when I buy this, it's going to elevate me to here and that's going to come back multiplied. That's also a really good philosophy for charitable giving. When you give to others, you will feel the return of just being elevated.
Mm-hmm.
When you give to others, you will get like that. Not that you should expect things immediately in return dollar for dollar, but just that thought of when you give back, you are just opening the doors for the universe to just flow that abundance and wealth and happiness back to you.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good one. For every dollar I spend comes back to me multiplied. So when you are giving back to the community, when you're giving back for donating to charity or charitable causes, I also think that you can use this with your time. When I spend my time in the right places, the value will come back so multiplied. I really resonate that with like charitable giving.
Yeah. All right. Number 7, I am financially free and living my dream life. So it's almost saying it as if it's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Like when you write down like what your 5-year goal is, or where do you see yourself, write down your day-to-day dream for what your life looks like in a year, 5 years, 10 years. Mm-hmm. That's a good one for that.
Yeah.
Next one is, I release all limiting beliefs about money and embrace my abundance.
Oh, I like that.
I like that one too. It's a little too long for me though.
Yeah.
I'd have to shorten it.
Almost like I release all limiting beliefs about money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then have another one.
Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of limiting beliefs about money. Whether you come from a super spending household growing up, a super saving household growing up, a combative household, or a calm and peaceful household, there's a lot of limiting money beliefs in all of those dynamics and systems. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So identifying what yours are and then being able to release them is huge.
Yeah. Or I release my fears about money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I am open to receiving wealth from all sources.
I like that. My mom used to say that we were rich in love. That's what she used to tell us when we were kids.
That.
We might not be rich, but we're rich in love. That's what she used to say. Yeah, I'm open to receiving wealth from all sources. And wealth comes in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Relationships, money, certain things, people, friendships, health.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of different places. So receiving wealth from all sources. And that can also mean just from different revenue streams. You're not turning off one segment of your business. You're not too focused in one area of your life. You're just open to everything.
And my bank account is overflowing with wealth and abundance.
I love that.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's a good one because it is really specific. Mm-hmm. My bank account is big.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
And you can also make them as bougie and as straightforward as you want to. Like,
because they're yours.
My bank is bumping.
Yeah.
My bank account is
popping. Fire.
Huge. Fire. Thriving.
What did the kids say?
Yeah. And then that sounds
that
right.
That sounds great.
Yeah. That sounds right. No cap.
I don't know.
Right? Sid. I think that's it.
I think it's something like that.
I think. I don't know. Maybe.
We want to know your money mantras.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I want to know your money mantras. Let us know. We can put them on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Sid will totally cricket that.
I will. Okay, Know Your Worth contest launching now.
Yeah.
Let us know your best money mantra.
And we'll send you
it on a t-shirt.
Yes.
A sweatshirt. You pick. T-shirt or sweatshirt. Let us know your favorite money mantra. We will do a poll on our Instagram of all the ones that we get. And we will send a t-shirt or sweatshirt. You pick.
And we will craft it with love ourselves.
And it will be good. I promise. These last forever. I've made them for many people before. I've made them for myself. They last a long time. Good investment right here.
Yep.
And it costs you nothing.
Except participating.
You can wear your money mantra or just mantra. If you don't want to wear a money mantra, you don't have to either. We can make it just a regular mantra.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just play with us.
Exactly. Let us know what your favorite is. What's your favorite mantra? Do you have a favorite mantra overall?
Like just in general?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Sid, put me on the spot.
I am.
Like a weird phase of my life right now. So no, I'm just like.
Well, I think you need to adopt some.
Yeah.
They don't have to be all the money ones, but I think you need to adopt some.
I'll get back to you. What's yours?
Mine is be the energy you want to attract.
Oh,
that's my favorite one. I put that on a couple sweatshirts.
I've crafted that on a coffee cup.
That's on our website too. Those are on some of the be the energy you want to attract. And that is positive about money, that is excited about business, that is excited about life. It's empathetic, approachable, happy, but also can be your hype woman or can be your sounding board. I want to be all of those things and I want people to be that for me. So I need to be that for other people. So I need
to
be the energy I want to attract.
I think mine would be, I'm proud of the person I'm becoming.
I like
because
that.
I'm like a shift in my life and I'm not quite there yet, but I will be proud eventually. So.
And that always is the thing. You should always be evolving. Proud of the person you're becoming. Everyone is ever changing. Yeah.
Oh,
with that.
Hits us right in the feels. All right. We hope we got you in your feels.
Yes. Have a great rest of your day. Let us know which ones you like and which ones you're adopting and let us know your favorite.
We'll see you for our 30th episode.
Yeah.
Next time.
Can't wait.
Thanks, right. guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you found a bit of inspiration in this episode for achieving your sexy money goals, click the subscribe button on your favorite podcast app or YouTube so that you never miss an episode. If you're a growing entrepreneur, but you're still managing your own bookkeeping, it's time to bring on a bookkeeper to make sure your numbers are accurate and you're maximizing your financial opportunities. From categorizing your transactions to account reconciliation and financial statements, we'll take it all off your plate so you can focus on the parts of your business that light you up. Book a call with us and let's see if we'd be a great fit to work together as you grow into your next level business.